The forests re-echoed, and birds lifted, crying out of the treetops, as on that first morning ages ago. Both ways the beach was deserted. Some litlins came from the shelters. Ralph sat down on the polished trunk, and the three others stood before him. He nodded, and Sam and Eric sat down on the right. Ralph pushed the conch into Piggy's hands. He held the shining thing carefully and blinked at Ralph.
"Go on, then." "I just take the conch to say this. I can't see no more, and I got to get my glasses back. Awful things has been done on this island. I voted for you for chief. He's the only one who ever got anything done. So now you speak, Ralph, and tell us what. Or else..."
Piggy broke off sniveling. Ralph took back the conch as he sat down. "Just an ordinary fire. You think we could do that, wouldn't you? Just a smoke signal so we can be rescued. Are we savages or what? Only now there's no signal going up. Ships may be passing. Do you remember how we went hunting and the fire went out and a ship passed by? And they all think he's best as chief? Then there was... That's his fault, too. If it hadn't been for him, it would never have happened. Now Piggy can't see, and they came stealing." Ralph's voice ran up. "At night, in darkness, and stole our fire. They stole it. We'd have given them fire if they'd asked. But they stole it, and the signal's out, and we can't ever be rescued. Don't you see what I mean? We'd have given them fire for themselves, only they stole it. I..."
He paused lamely, as the curtain flickered in his brain.
Piggy held out his hands for the conch.
"What are you going to do, Ralph? This is just talk without deciding. I want my glasses."
"I'm trying to think. Supposing we go, looking like we used to, washed and hairbrushed. After all, we aren't savages, really, and being rescued isn't a game." He opened the flack of his cheek and looked at the twins.
"We could smarten up a bit and then go."
"We ought to take spears," said Sam. "Even Piggy."